Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Are you an Oklahoma Farm Bureau member? A Farm Bureau membership comes with a world of benefits, from discounts on a variety of products and services to supporting our agriculture youth. Most importantly, you can become a part of a grassroots organization that advocates for our family farmers and ranchers. Learn more, or you can become a member today by visiting your County Farm Bureau office, or you can visit us online at okfarmbureau.org, because together we are rural Oklahoma.
The best value in pasture horn fly control just got better. Altacid IGR is now priced at just 2 to 3 cents per head per day. This IGR passes through cattle and into manure where horn flies lay eggs, preventing adult flies that interfere with cattle health and profitability. Unlike ear tags and sprays, Altacid IGR is part of your supplement, eliminating the effort of handling cattle. Ask for Altacid IGR by name at your feed dealer or visit AltacidIGR.com to learn about protecting your cattle for only $4.50 per head per season.
Virtually all of our agricultural groups are behind Senate Bill 422, an effort to clarify rules regarding the ag sales tax exemption in Oklahoma. Steve Thompson is Senior Director for Public Policy for Oklahoma Farm Bureau. He says this is all about making sure that farmers are treated fairly in the process of getting a permit for the ag sales tax exemption.
This issue really kind of come at us from the grassroots level. A lot of our members received letters from their county assessor advising them that the tax commission had changed the requirements this year, and that really came as a surprise because there had been no legislative changes nor administrative rule changes. So we kept digging into it and working with the tax commission and found out that the new administration over there had viewed what was required a little differently than had been done in the past, and so we worked throughout the session. Several ag players, several legislators worked closely with the Senate and House Ag Committee chairs, as well as a couple other good friends in the legislature, to come up with Senate Bill 422. It's gone through several versions, and here we are in May. And truly, we feel like it adds some flexibility because there's not one way that agriculture works in Oklahoma. And the Tax Commission was really one of the assessors to require a Schedule F federal income tax form, and everyone would have to provide that. And many of our folks do their taxes a little bit differently than just the Schedule F. And so we feel like we have a good set of requirements out there that reflect the diversity of Oklahoma agriculture.
Oklahoma Farm Bureau's Steve Thompson on Senate Bill 422. Latest crop progress numbers include a look at the hard red winter wheat crop here in the Southern Plains. We've got the Texas crop in this latest report now being considered 30% in good to excellent shape. That's actually a gain of 6 percentage points compared to a week ago. Oklahoma up to 59% in good to excellent shape, up 5 points. Looks like we've shook off some of the expected problems from that freeze of a few weeks ago. And the Kansas crop at 53%, good to excellent shape. That's the latest rating there. That's down 2 points from a week ago. As for our spring planted crops, we've got 67% of the U.S. corn crop nationally now planted for 2021. That's 15 points ahead of the 5-year average. U.S. soybean crop now 42% planted. That's 22 points ahead of the 5-year average. 25% of the U.S. cotton crop has now been planted for 2021. That's about even with the 5-year average. You've got farm news on Ron. Spur Ranch wants to invite you to their Back to Grass sale Saturday, May 22nd, 1 p.m. at the ranch just west of Vinita, Oklahoma. They'll be selling 85 registered females, including 55 fall pairs, 15 fall bred heifers, 15 spring bred heifers, as well as 50 fall and spring bred commercial replacement heifers. For a catalog and more details, go to spurranch.com or give them a call, 918-256-5850. Spur Ranch's Back to Grass sale Saturday, May 22nd, 1 p.m., Vinita, Oklahoma. And that is a check of our agricultural news. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.